welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in the seventh news episode, we're going to run through a few things. I've got a number of them here for this news episode. The main ones I want to talk about are learnlayout.com and Relay for React. But getting into the news, so Rails 4.2.4 and Rails 4.1.13 have been released. Mostly maintenance release. I didn't really see any security issues there. But, you know, they're out there. There's some potential bug fixes for your apps. So do update them when you can. The next one was learnlayout.com. Now, essentially, if you want to learn how to create your own HTML and CSS, or at least create layouts from your HTML using CSS, this is a great guide. I'm actually quite surprised to see this come out. The way they're doing it is quite interesting. They're essentially showing you on the page exactly what's happening with their example, but in a way that I haven't really seen done before, so it's quite interesting. But if you're new to layout, definitely check it out. It goes through all the very basics up until a little bit further, so check it out at learnlayout.com. The next thing, Facebook has released Relay. So they're calling this a JavaScript framework for building data-driven React applications. It's declarative, co-location, mutations, all that kind of stuff. So if you're looking at doing anything like that, especially for your React applications, obviously, do check it out at facebook.github.io/relay. Facebook has really been pushing out a lot of this stuff lately, and it's really great to see. They're really doing some exciting stuff. So if you haven't checked out React or any of the other things that they've been releasing, do check them out because there's some pretty amazing stuff in there, especially React. Loving React lately. The next one is Unix Toolbox. Now, if you're a Unix or, say, a Mac OS X user or a Linux user, you're working on servers or anything like that, Unix Toolbox, this is awesome. So this is a great little reference site. It's at cb.vu/unix-toolbox.xhtml. It's quite a nice little site. I'm quite surprised. It's got a lot of commands that I always forget just because I don't work on a server all the time, but there's just handy things to know. Like if you want to check out, you know, how much memory is on that server, or if you want to find out the kernel version, or if you're looking at a host name, or how long the server's been up, when the last reboot was, different stuff on users, you know, how to add permissions to users, groups to users. Stuff like that. There's a whole ton of it. It's huge. So the list here, it's got system references, processes, file system, network, SSH and SAP, VPNs with SSH, rsync, sudo, encrypting files, encrypting partitions, SSL certs, general useful commands, installing software, converting media, databases, disk quotas, everything. It's tons. It's a great, great reference. I've added it to my guides folder in my bookmarks. It's a really good one to have. And the last one, but not the least, is Webpack demos. So if you go onto GitHub, I've got a link in the show notes for this. If you just search for GitHub Webpack-demos, you'll be able to find that in Google. Basically, it's a great list of different ways to use Webpack for different scenarios. If you're not quite sure what Webpack is, Webpack is a module bundler. It takes modules with dependencies and generates static assets representing those modules. I kind of see it as sort of like a Gulp, like it's a different implementation of Gulp or Grunt, but it's becoming really quickly becoming the go-to. If you want to know more about Webpack, you can check that out at webpack.github.io. That's essentially it for the news. I'll release some more when I think there is some need for it. Hoping you're enjoying these news episodes. I'm getting not too bad listens on it, so I'm keeping these up. Not as much as the main episodes, but it's pretty good for just a little side project inside Coder Catch-Up itself. But if you do have any thoughts, comments in terms of news, what you'd like to hear more, if you want to hear more news episodes like a lot more often or anything like that, I'd love to know your thoughts, get your opinions back on that and your feedback. Anyway, that's essentially it. If you have any comments, questions, leave them on a tweet at Coder Catch Up or leave a comment on CoderCatchUp.com, and we'll catch you in the next episode.